brother. What's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, I dig it. Stop right on.
All right, good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Connor. How you doing, man?
Doing all right, Earl.
Listen, man, whenever you see me ever again questioning something that you are doing technically... Man, you know, just you know, tell me to nod my head and don't say anything. Because
you're fine, Earl. You're
because I good, don't dude. Look, man, I really you know, for what I really know about technical things, you can put on the head of a pin and there still be a lot of room left.
No, that's fine. I mess up all the time.
No, so. Man, I know, man, but you know this stuff. Man, if they would rely on me to do anything technical, man, you know, just would be a horrible, horrible thing, man.
It's never too late to learn.
I know, you know, that's what everybody says, man. You know, I used to always talk to Brian about the technical kind of things. And Brian, and I would say, man, I can't do that. And Brian would say, what do you mean you can't do it? Yeah, or like you can't learn. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a part of me. Look, man, I came into, what do you call this thing here?
A smartphone.
Smartphone.
Yeah.
I came into the smartphone era kicking and screaming. You know, I mean, I did, man. I remember doing radio when these phones first came around. And I had a flip phone. And I thought I had arrived, man. I had a flip phone. You remember? You don't remember those, do you?
No, I remember flip phones.
Oh, okay.
My mom had a Motorola. A pink Motorola.
A little one?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. When you were young.
When I was young, yeah. I was a little kid.
Yeah, okay. So when I got my first flip phone, man, I thought I had arrived. And I'm walking around, I got this flip phone, man, and man, I'm so proud of that flip phone, man. You know, it's easy to handle, right? And I kept it, and this new technology came out. And I never will forget, I was running this really big football league, and I was doing radio. And people said to me, hey, man, you got to get rid of that flip phone. I said, nah, man, I'm not going to do that, right? And one of the reasons I wasn't going to do it was I couldn't believe that every time I saw people walking, they had their heads down and they were using their thumbs. And I said, that's never going to be me. That's not going to be me.
Wow.
And guess what? If you see me now, I'm doing the exact same thing. But, man, I came to computers late. You know, I didn't want to deal with computers, man. You know, I just didn't want to deal with that stuff, man.
Yeah.
And so I came kicking and screaming to that.
Yeah. No, I've always loved computers.
Yeah, man.
I've just been super fascinated by them.
Yeah, well.
Since I was a kid, so.
Well, you know, when I was a kid, the computer was... took up this entire room where I am at.
Yeah, yeah.
You saw some 70. Of that stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. that was it, right? The computer, it took all of that, and it, you know, so, I mean, you just think about how far.
Yeah, only to be as powerful as like 1% of how powerful computers are today. It had to take up an entire room.
Yeah, I know, man.
That's crazy.
I know.
It's honestly crazy.
So again, man, whenever you hear me question you about technology, just remind me, hey, Earl, just nod your head. Don't say nothing. Man, you don't know what you're talking about. So anyway, man, Good morning to everybody. And I want to begin the show by saying that on election night, I am going to be live from 8 to 11 p.m. Did you hear that? 8 to 11 p.m. at the Mandela Barnes campaign. And live. You know, and then I got to thinking, so if I'm there from 8 to 11 p.m., can I still do 8 to 11 the next morning? Yeah, I guess I can do that.
Yeah, I mean, that's like me every day, so.
Yeah, man, but you're a young whippersnapper, man. You still got all that energy left. Yeah, I'm going to be broadcasting live from the Mandela Barnes campaign. So I'm going to be, you know, talking about it as we move closer and closer. I also have to say to people, you know, I know Mandela Barnes personally and Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, and I've seen. Okay, that's it. That sounds a little bit better. I've seen.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter. Nah. I've seen that young man grow from a young 20-year-old to now possibly being one of the most powerful black men in the entire world. At 35, it's an amazing, amazing accomplishment. He is leading the candidates who are running for the Democratic side of the United States Senate race to take on Ron Johnson. And I remember him as a young guy who I had on when I was at a different radio station, and he said, "Hey, I'm running for the state." A state rep position. And I remember him, and he came in and we talked, and I supported him. And he wound up winning that seat. And then he announced that he was running on my show. And then a few years later, he came back on my show and he said, "Excuse me, Mr. Ingram, I'm running for state senate against a popular candidate at the time, State Senator Lena Taylor." And once again, he announced it on my show, and I was willing to support him in that. And, you know, he got really beat up in that campaign. He took a lot of slings and arrows, and then he decided to run for lieutenant governor. He came on my show and announced that he was running for lieutenant governor. Humble young man, but smart. You know, really smart young man like you, Connor. And so he announced that on my show. And then he won the lieutenant governor's position. I know his dad really well. And then there was the announcement that he was running for United States Senate. And I thought, man, you got no chance at all of becoming a United States Senator. Number one, not because he wasn't smart enough, but because it costs a lot of money. And those seats go normally to the highest bidder, the people who have the most money, for the most part, wind up in those seats. And he didn't have that. And so initially, I was not supportive of his campaign for United States Senate because I thought, you know, when he became the lieutenant governor, that what he should have been doing was using that position to address issues and needs of my community. And so I basically pulled away from Lieutenant Governor Barnes because, number one, I didn't think there was any way possible he'd even be in the race to become the United States Senator. But lo and behold, here we are 6 months later, and he is the front runner to become one of 100 United States senators at 35 years old. It's an amazing, amazing accomplishment. He's on the precipice of winning the Democratic nomination. Clearly, he's up against big money. Mark Lazary, the son of a billionaire that owns the Bucks, has spent $15 million of his own dollars. Told you the seats were for sale. And he's done exactly that. He's attempted to buy the seat. Because people didn't know for the most part who he was. But if there are commercials on every day, all day, and people say, well, oh, that's Mark Lazary, his dad owns the Bucks. And you say, well, oh, that's who that is. Well, you only know him by the fact that you see him on commercials. You don't know anything else about him. He just got here, and yet he's in the race because of the money. Got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You can join us. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. There's far too-